Never been so happy since the king began to reign. I quarreled with a wife, but now we've made it up again. We fell up very simple as we've often done before, because she saw me speaking to the neighbor's wife next door. But we're all right to know, we cut the land we could. But every time we row, I have a pain. Every man and wife have a quarrel in their life, but it's nicer when we meet it up again. Every time we have a row, she calls me many a name. She goes about and never speaks, and I just do the same. Of course, as one of us got to speak, the bubble's sure to burst. So we wait on one another just to see who speaks the first. But we're all right anew, we cuddle and we coo. But every time we row, I have a pain. Every man and wife have a quarrel in their life, but it's nicer when we've made it up again. When I get very mad, like what I was the other day, I often say just what to think, but don't think what to say. I stand away and hang your tail, I'm sorry I took you. Said she to me, just pack your bag, for I am sorry too. The lumpity dumpity. Pack your bag. Well, that's a nice thing for a man to be told by his wife. Oh, well, if every man in America whose wife told him to pack his bag was to do so and join the army, you would never hear another word about America being unprepared. Why, even the Russian army would look the size of a pea in a drum compared to that noble army of martyrs. You see, I was just quoting what Lincoln said, that you could fool some of the people all the time and all of the people some of the time. And then she snapped at me saying, well, you can't fool me any of the time. Then for Pete's sake, you know, I threw a kiss at her, and then she threw a flower pot at me, and then the fun began. Oh, dear me, but why say more? Isn't it enough now just for me to tell you that we're all right new, we cut the land we grew, but every time we row, I have a pain. Every man and wife have a quarrel in their life, but it's nicer when we've made it up again.